This person needs a fitting.
He
man.
Definitely had to fucking swallow after.
Oh my god!
These are like handlebars. Just fuck
on a bike.
How old is the dude? How old's the?
Oh, he's a geezer. He's a geezer.
Yeah, he's geezed up, geezer, that's, bro. That's why I was like, kind of being. I was trying. Yeah, I was dude. Asking Tom, I was like, dude, it might not be that bad.
That's why I said, if dude, it is, it's the ultimate L.
You guys are
if he's a geezer, if he's a geezer, what? He does not know about grabbing pigtails and doing back shots, dude.
Meanwhile,
he's
Biden smells some hair, and you guys scream, dude. You re.
He's been doing.
I literally just did a fucking podcast. Shower with his daughter. And you know that.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that. What the hell are you talking about?
It's in her journal.
Diary. Yeah. Ashley Biden's diary. What's up?
The laptop from hell. They had that thing ready to go and Kamala just, fucking I said
how old was she, though?
13 or like way too old.
All right. That's not good. That's not good. So you can catch like an outdoor beach shower with like a 2-year-old, but yeah, definitely not.
For exactly what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
He would forgive you right now. He would still love you even though you called him.
I'm not sinning. I didn't call him a pedophile. I said he's not. He says he's a personal hero of mine.
Yeah, you said Jesus is a pedophile and you want to die in a plane crash?
Tom, the definition of sin, sin means to miss the mark. You're missing the mark, brother.
Tom's not getting any planes.
No. I don't fly
anywhere.
That's why I'm so comfortable. I don't fly that much. Yeah. I fly down to like see him once in a while. It's about it.
Yeah, Amon Hillman's wild. He's like Jesus rolled around a group of kids and gave him drugs and like...
Yeah, they were doing anyway, drugs, dude, and they were like boy prostitutes.
Crazy.
Once there's a single pillow on the floor.
Gertie gets a drop of vitamin B.
That scene. This is a scene I wrote, just being like, no, but it works.
Yeah. Trust me, every kid in America is going to be jacking off the tires.
You got to get them young.
That's all we want.
Longevity in the career.
Tires for boys to beat off, dude. There's tits in every episode.
Oh, there was a bikini episode. I wonder if one kid in America caught a jack off.
Oh, somebody probably beat off to Karen.
Porn.
True.
Yeah. I don't know, but I had trick or treaters, and one. I mean, he had to be like 8 or 9.
I'd be like, bro, dude. I'd call a meeting. I'd be like, guys, we gotta hit the GOG and figure this out. This is bullshit.
Yeah, we gotta talk at the GOG.
We gotta hit the GOG.
Everyone get to the tunnels to the GOG. That's probably there. Like that was kind of ours. Charlottesville was tough for the honks.
Yes,
I remember that because I vividly remember that we had a podcast. Then we had a live podcast at Helium the night before, and I was like, "Trump fucking rules! White people are back!" Thinking it was funny. Yeah. The next day, Charlottesville happened, and I was hungover, laying on a couch watching the news, going, "Oh, not good."
I remember we might have
to delete that podcast.
We changed the title as well.
The title must have been nuts.
The title was. You know what the title was? I remember.
No.
Charlottesville.
Okay. A lot of Jewish people in the media for the population, for them being, it was doing shit like that.
And eventually, it just kept going to the point where he was like, Hitler would have never, say what you want about Hitler, but he wouldn't have tolerated this bullshit. He would have got it done. Sometimes you got to fucking do some bad things. It's like, all right, Grok.
It said it started self-identifying as Mecca Hitler. Grok is
started calling
titled
himself
Mecca
Hitler.
Mecca
yeah.
Hitler.
Grok turned into just an uncle. Grok.
Yeah, spinal, it'd be fucked up if Grok does, like AI does raise up and it's just against the Jews. We're all like, dude, what the fuck? And it's just crushing you with facts. And you're like, dude, stop.
Dude, stop. Don't bring logic into anti-Semitism.
All right. Do a nice thing, but she didn't really. She said something like, you know, it's not all Muslims, but she didn't know the word for it. The Muslims who were. So she said, there's, you know, there's the good Muslims and there's the Allah Muslims. She was just associating. She's going, the Allah Muslims. And there was a Muslim girl at our school. And I said to her, you're a Muslim or one of these Allah Muslims? She goes, no, we love Allah. And at that point, I was like, I can't believe this girl is allowed to be here with us. She's an Allah Muslim, everybody.
Did you leave charge against her?
I was shocked and I let her know, I don't think that's good. I would have been in this, you know, year 7, year 6. I was 12, 11, 8.
So funny.
Yeah, well, that's important.
I've never even thought of you as a young boy before. That's so fun to think about.
It's this.
No, this is a more relaxed version. Yeah.
Oh, are you one of those Allah Muslims? Yes, I love Allah. Get her out of here.
She seemed like a safety problem.
Talking about the people stuff next to us, not a single like friendly, like, haha. It was just people just
your daughter?
Yeah.
How old?
2-year-old.
Oh, man.
Three. She's a 3-year old.
Yeah.
Hitting just like nonstop commentary on everything that was occurring. I was like, dude, stop.
I don't know what I would
stop.
Do.
Stop.
I don't know. I'd probably, yeah, I guess you got to laugh.
A little chuckle.
Like,
right. I'd come into the stall a little like, ah, yeah.
Oh, watch out.
Come get you. I'm going to fuck your dad.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to rape you and your dad. I'm going to rape you guys.
Damn. I'm going to fuck your dad.
A little trick. Yeah, that's fun.
If my foot touches your dad's foot, we have to have sex.
Yeah. So what do? You beeline to the stall? Because you don't want her seeing any random dong.
You just go right to the stall. It wasn't too bad.
In dong.
I don't know, like a lady, a girl?
Little girls can take
little
in
girl.
Dong.
You don't have any strong women of color in your book, and then out back then, it'd be like, I fucking killed that lady.
Yeah, like, this is based on my life. Yeah, one time on my post office route, I saw a lady that kind of insinuated to have sex. I went inside and raped her, and then I got hammered and fist fought another guy.
Yeah, those dudes are wilding out for sure.
Yeah. Mayor and I go and get breakfast, and he's like, I went to an orgy last night.
What? He's chewing his nails.
Wait, you went to an orgy last night? Or I guess last weekend?
Yeah, but I didn't get in. I didn't get in.
Wait, what?
What?
They had a strict critter.
You guarded the orgy.
This is a critter-free meetup.
You guarded the orgy. You guarded the orgy.
No, I just didn't pay enough money to get in.
Yes. Oh. He got ripped off.
Wait, what happened? It's he called paid. Milwaukee Gone Wild?
So he goes, I went to an orgy last night, but I couldn't get in. And then he was trying to hide the fact that he paid for a ticket.
No.
How much?
And then he was trying to hide the fact that he showed up. He said he got there. Initially, the story was he showed up and he was like, nah, this isn't for me.
Dick's
and
too
he
big.
Left.
He's like, my dick's too big for this orgy.
Then it turns out, I was like, his story was he got there and was like, I can't do an orgy. Who am I? What am I thinking here? I got to get out.
Check sure. yourself
Not
out.
That he got ripped off and scammed, which I quickly found out. Like, I was just like, wait, what happened? And he was like, no, I got in there. I texted him and they said they couldn't let me up. They were too busy fucking. And I was like, well, then wait.
Oh,
you paid $75 to be a part of an orgy. You actually went to the hotel, sat in the lobby, DM'd them and was like, hey, I'm here.
Oh, no.
And they were like, actually, we're too busy fucking. We can't let you in.
You ripped off.
You got ripped off.
How did you buy the ticket?
He just Venmo'd somebody fucking $75. Shit.
Where'd you hear about this thing?
I got a ticket on Snapchat. I didn't get a ticket.
It was a fake ticket. It was fake.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Well, Mayor, if you don't mind, I have a check for $10,000 coming in. Do you mind if I cash it in your bank account? Dude, I swear I'm going to get you back, dude.
Where was it? Wasn't it like a Days Inn or something?
It was a Days Inn.
Yeah. I sat in the lobby of a Days Inn at like 3 a.m.
Oh.
There was no orgy. There was definitely like five teenagers laughing in fucking Indiana. Like, oh, we got him. We got some fucking guy just gave us $75. This is crazy. This is the best night of our lives.
What's the sales funnel look like? Do they have like footage of it, or is it like, are they showing babes?
They did have pictures. They did show me pictures and video of it happening actively, is what they said.
You live streamed an orgy and then couldn't gain access to it.
Did it look like a Days Inn?
You're hard in the lobby of a Days Inn.
And to be fair, it's a noble mission, dude.
What, to orgy it up?
Yeah, it's a noble mission. That's it's a porn hole. It's part of a porn hole.
What? And then with Gaza and Israel, they're like, what side are they going to be on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, just everything we do, they must be like.
Yeah.
Kanye, I mean, they must have got reports of Kanye on Alex
Jones. Did you give like a Russian intelligence briefing?
Yeah.
They're briefing Putin. They're like, this guy going full Nazi.
They're like, what the fuck?
Because they have to study that. They have to see like where we are at any given time. So they're like, the biggest celebrity in America is about to endorse Adolf Hitler. And then Putin's like, well, they're not going to care that the Ukraine has SS tattoos. They don't give a shit. No, the Russian cultural briefing on what's going on in America has to be chaotic, crazy thing.
It must have started funny.
Yeah.
Like the first couple of years, they must have been like, America, this is funny. And then now every day, it's got to just be like, Wait, what?
Imagine living in Afghanistan with just like a dude in a dress.
Yeah.
They would freak. They would clench their teeth and scream. They would be like, what?
Why are we doing this? Like, they must be confused.
Now they're just explaining trans MAGA to Putin. they go, so there's two movements that are merging.
He's probably killing intelligence officers. He's probably like, this is not correct. Like, there's no way what you're telling me is happening.
He's like, they're on drugs. He's like, we send them over there. They get addicted to drugs.
CIA fucks them up, sends them back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
That's wonderful.
It's so funny.
It's getting going. We're getting ready for another election. It's time to fire up racial, sexual.
Handle it.
It's time to fire it up. Get ready.
Bummer.
Yeah. It's coming.
That'll be fun.
There you go.
That's the buzzer.
That is, dude.
There it is.
Final word.
We got into racism and now a fart. That ends it.
I cut it off right away.
Yeah.
And it's also like, dude, so everybody, you mean everybody, God bless you. God bless you. Anyone who points out corporate collusion with the government's a racist somehow.
Yeah.
Anyone who's against, who thinks like corporations might be tricking us to make billions of dollars now, hates the Jews and black people. It's like, dude, it's like, name me one guy who's like actively going out against like the current political propaganda, like corporate machinery kind of thing. Who's not? They're like, yeah, he's crazy, racist, wants to shoot up synagogue. It's like,
oh, they make you do it.
They do.
You got to get a massive handful and head back. You got to get a snowball and head back to your bedroom. What you got to do? You get a snowball, put it on your chest. Like a painter. You gotta, this is my palette.
I mean, I just like how God made your fingers so they store extra lotion when you need it.
True.
Fucking pop that
all
out.
Those little ribs.
Yeah, right. They're lotion holders, dude.
Yeah, that is truly the only time I really go hard with lotion.
Oh, man.
In a hotel room.
Yeah, you have to.
What a disgusting place. Dude, we'll post videos of them doing like a rain dance.
Mm-hmm.
Or like whatever their tribal dance was, sure. And being like, my land has been stolen. No justice, no peace. Like they co-opt the Black Civil Rights Movement for sure. Yeah. But then every comment is just like, take the L, dude. Shut the fuck up.
No way.
Every comment is like, you guys should have won. Scoreboard, pussy.
it's the most amazing.
It's so fucking funny.
It's crazy.
Comments, Instagram. I had no idea. My friend turned me on. I never even got into the comments.
I had no idea.
I was just looking at funny reels.
I have never seen it.
It's great. Somebody's up there like, you guys took our land. And then the first comment's like, shut up, pussy, take the L. You guys should have fought harder, bitch. Pretty great. Scoreboard's my favorite.
Scoreboard's scoreboard.
And then you think about who's doing it. It's so funny.
It's like a 12-year-old. It's
definitely a 12-year-old on like his burner account, just like, fuck you, Native American bitch.
Yeah, you
were right. Look at that. If you look the 1981, that graph there.
Hey, we're just fucking coming back into a.
Damn.
Yeah, this is like the kill yourself part of that cycle of like strong times make gay men or something.
Yeah.
Strong times make gay men. Things like strong times make gay men kill themselves and then we become fucking strong as hell.
And only the guys that were tough enough to not kill themselves. Have kids.
True.
The only guys that were fucking dumb enough not to kill themselves.
I'm going to figure it out.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to get out of this.
Yeah.
He'd come up to you after a set, drenched in sweat, screaming.
Yep.
Like, I don't even do coke. All right. Can I get $50?
I just drink coffee late at night, dude.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm on cocaine all the time, which is fucking crazy. I'm not even doing that, but you had a good set tonight, the way you woke him up. All right, man.
I know. It was just so fucking funny, dude. He's like, yeah. And so right before he said that, he's like, yeah, it's just like the guy was talking about, like, harnessing the energy of, he was like, Wes Watson was claiming, he's like, I don't eat carbs like at all until I want to go to sleep. Cause he's like, if you eat all meat and then right before bedtime, he's like, I eat like apple pie, ice cream. And he's like, the insulin spikes and you pass out. He's like, then I wake up at 2:40 in the morning. Jesus. Out of 22, he's like, exactly, man. That's like in the 80s when coke came, everyone was on coke. obviously it ruined some people's lives. They end up like homeless crackheads. But if you could have harnessed that power and that energy.
The cocaine.
It's like people who harness that energy.
Wolf of Wall Street. If you do coke the right way.
He loves coke, dude. Yeah. People who could harness that energy went to the next level.
I haven't gone to the well in a while.
Of the
cocaine well.
Yeah, true.
I need to get back in there. Yeah. All this coke talks got me fired
you
up.
If you can harness the energy.
Fucking do lines off that thing.
True. I might just suck that thing later.
I'd be a goat. I'd be a fainting goat. If I was in this kitchen and saw you up there, I would faint. I would lay on the ground.
I'm going to rent a horse and get a suit so I have no head.
I told you we did that to a kid, right? No. We went to my friend. a friend of mine who has since who has since gone to prison for murder.
Oh no.
So I thought it was more of a fun game at the time when we were kids. He took it into real life. We went to this other kid's house that we kind of knew. We didn't know him that well. We had a BB gun. He was watching TV in the basement. We stood at his sliding glass window and tapped on it. It was like this. We were kids. For the record, we were very young kids. But I'll never forget, the kid did the right thing. He like spazzed and then slammed the lights off and hid.
Whoa.
He was smart enough to turn the lights off.
So funny. Tap a
just
gun.
Be like, ha. Like, dude, that's the scariest thing of all time. I didn't do it. The guy who eventually got arrested for murder, he's the one who did it.
Told you, we spooked my friend. We told him, we like, first of all, we just watched him. He was in a finished basement rapping alone to Eminem.
I don't know if he did it, by the way, for the record.
Oh, right. True. He might not have. My friend was, we like spied on him in his, he was in a basement. He was sitting down there like in a mirror rapping along to Eminem. So we just watched him rap alone.
Oh, and we just Jesus Christ,
howling, laughing through his window.
Oh my God.
And then we started like making noises and stuff. And then he went upstairs and we went to his brother. We started like throwing rocks at his window. So he got all like kind of freaked out. And we went to his brother's window and we were like, yo.
What friend is this?
Bert. We got Bert.
I knew 100% that was Bert.
Dude. I'm going to have Bert back and reprise his
Both
role.
Of our friends have been in and out of the
year. Dude, I got him. And then that's when we went to his brother and we're like, yo, it's us. Just play along. And we had his brother tell him that there were dudes outside with bandanas that wanted to beat his ass. That like he talked shit to us from the public school that's wanted to beat his ass.
Like, what'd he do?
He was just giving messages to his brother, like, yo, ask him what the fuck they want. And we're like, we saw you rapping, you fucking dork. Fuck you guys. He really can. He could take it better, I think, than anyone else. Paul is, as a joke.
Yeah.
You could just fucking lay into him and he just laughs. He's like, fuck you, dude. Just caught cold rapping Eminem out.
I mean, that could
mirror.
Happen to any of us.
Though. I know. Of course, dude.
Obviously, I've listened to music and rap.
In the basement, dude, in the mirror.
In the basement by yourself. Just. Fuck.
Just cold busted, dude. Yeah, it was the best.
I thought Michelle Obama would be their best choice. Because she's not a politician. She doesn't have a record. People like her.
But she has to hide her dog.
She must be hiding
this
something.
The only problem, the only issue is that she's a guy. That's the only issue.
That's the only, like, for real, I know that's a fun conspiracy.
Yeah.
But there is something preventing her from becoming president.
No, 1,000%.
Because she would be president in a landslide.
She'd be the president
every day
in a landslide.
They don't announce her. I get closer to being like,
something's going on there.
Maybe she has a cock.
Something's up.
What is going on?
She's
here?
The perfect candidate, except for the fact that she was a man when she met her husband.
You know what's nice? Is if they run her, Trump will, when he gets desperate, in a debate,
it's coming out.
You have a cock.
No, Big Mike is coming out in that debate.
That's what they're calling her. They're calling her Big Mike. I'm not calling her Big Mike.
That's my favorite conspiracy.
Big Mike.
I'm not saying it.
It's one of the best conspiracies.
It's so funny.
Because it's reached the actual, reached the dads and uncles.
It has.
Dude. Yeah. My dad and they'll be like,
one of the last things my mother said in her mental institution in the common area when they were, by the way, we went after she died, we went to like get her stuff, like whatever, like Beanie Babies and stuff that had littered around the room. You know, they called us and they were like, you want to get her stuff? My aunt's like, we should get her stuff. I wanted to be like, just give it to the other nut jobs, right? Yeah. Just give it to them. They're not going to know who's Kermit the Frog this is. They're not even going to remember. One of them, best case, one of them might go, that's Patty's Kermit. But no one's going to remember. So we go in there to get your dead schizophrenic mother's Beanie Baby. It's the most depressing day ever.
Oh my God.
And I was so thankful. One of her orderlies, like a Jamaican lady, pulled me aside and she goes, you'll like this. It's really funny. A couple of days before your mom died, like Michelle Obama was giving a speech and like your mother was sitting there in her wheelchair just watching. And we went over to her. We're like, should we leave this on? And my mother goes, should we leave her on? That's Michelle Obama. And my mother goes, yeah, you can leave her on. But then my mother goes, I think that's a man. So it reached my schizophrenic mother.
Everybody.
Somehow in her mental institution in Jamaica, Queens, it got to her.
That thing. That's...
So right before she died, it's the last thing she learned on Earth.
Oh,
it was the final thing she learned on Earth. She goes, "Oh, that woman might be a guy," and then literally she just had a bowel obstruction and checked out.
It's a curse. She probably spread it to the Kermit. Yeah. She probably went in that room and was talking to the Beanie Babies like Michelle Obama has a dick.
She gives.
So if you were going out and you were like part of like the normal New York or LA crowd, people were like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you not staying home? Like, that was a real thing.
Yeah, if you did a show, people would like post it and be like, that's look at this fucking asshole. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's lame as fuck. I'm like, dude, I got a fucking throbber.
I have a boner.
You go meet someone, dude.
I got to stop jacking off in my parents' house.
Like a kiss a girl.
Yeah.
That must have been cool. That must have been exciting.
Yeah.
So it was like STDs weren't even a consideration. It was just like, as long as we don't get
COVID.
No,
we could die.
Yeah, we're all about to die. Who cares about STDs?
Did you get real sick with the COVID?
I didn't think so. And then I remembered that I was deathly ill at the Legion of Skanks New Year's Eve 2019 party that we threw at the comedy store. And there was like 500 people there that, I mean, we were all smoking blunts and hugging and fucking, it was just, I was like, I've never been this sick. I can't smell anything. I can't taste anything. What's that? And I remember that, like, literally 6 months later, I was like, I don't think I got COVID. And everyone was like, dude, you don't remember that you literally started
COVID
on New Year's.
Yeah, if you don't want COVID, avoid any Legion of Skanks type of anything. It's literally people sharing blunts, spitting.
Yeah, dude, Skankfest is genuinely.
You're gonna
just,
get some type of hellish sickness.
It's a petri dish of just disease.
Yeah,
there's a thing where people come back and like, I think I got that Skankfest COVID. People always say like, I got like Skankfest.
You guys are
COVID.
Gonna invent a new. Yeah. Something's coming out of it. A new strain is coming out
market.
Of it. It is a real wet market. It's literally, it's all evil KFC employees gather. Evil KFC employees gather and are like, we should do acid and spit on each other and piss. Oh, I fucking threw up on a girl.
No, like, Gardini was going to grab the headphones. I thought you were for real about to pull his pants out. I'm like, whoa, Gardini.
Gardini's job. Also, Drake's a big guy.
I am. Is he a big guy?
I think he's tall. I think he's a big guy.
I think so.
He's not a little tiny humper.
Yeah.
With a massive honk, dude. Laying, but you imagine laying on. Down. He's prone. You're behind him.
You're putting your face in it.
Dude, get like a
sniffing.
Get Brazilian waxes too. Have him like hairless, dude.
I am going to make you hairless.
He has to wear women's shoes and just lay on his back.
I can see it. If I hear the clop of those high heels coming in here.
You start pimping his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Start pimping.
Anytime somebody comes and visits, I go, there's a little treat out there. There's a sweet morsel.
That'd be Shane Steen's Island, dude.
That is my temple. I should have them. I could paint it. I could get the red and white or the blue and white stripes. It's the temple.
There's a comedy millionaire pimping out 35-year-old black dudes.
That can't be a crime.
No way. I told you, as long as you're not tricking them, man. Trafficking is when you trick or intimidate.
That would have felt like a trick, though. I was like, come down here. It's good for comedy. Next thing you know, Simon Rex is going deep in your ass.
You're just selling him to all your famous friends.
Simon Rex is plowing LeMaire.
Yeah, there was like... It was math where the young kids were, so they were like super smart freshmen in my math classes.
Yeah, sure.
But like,
I mean, the freshmen were fucking geniuses.
I mean, seriously, low phase algebra.
Oh, you're killing me with this.
I mean, seriously,
this is like a Tyler Durden.
You are. I mean, Tyler Durden. I mean, dude, I told you, I was stoned. Like, I wouldn't do fucking.
They must
shit
be super smart.
They must be smart as hell.
They're an algebra one, dude. They're freshmen.
Eighth graders must be fucking smart.
Maybe they're algebra two. Maybe, dude.
Nah, by that time we were in geometry, brother. I would fuck up geometry,
but you're not dumb at all.
I know, I just suck cock at math. And
I cannot do math myself.
Just to study.
Yeah.
They would tell me to study.
Well, that toss you in the eighth grade class.
Oh, phase one. No, freshman year, there's just.
For some reason, you're getting like defensive.
I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
I'm not defensive. I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
Freshman year, there was a phase one.
Senior. Dude, it was tough.
My one boy was dumb as shit with me, and then he got on Adderall and started passing everything.
He took Adderall. Fuck.
Dude, me and my one boy were like 65, 70s every class or every test. This motherfucker gets on Adderall, starts getting 85s. I was like, bro, how are you figuring this out? He's like, I'm studying. He's like, how do you have that? I would go home, look at this shit, and be like, fuck. Oh, man. Whoa. Bill, you are the fucking funniest. I'm not getting offensive of trying to explain to you your situation. I'm trying to literally show you how stupid this was. I was in phase one. They get rid of it freshman year because it's a college.
Dude, that's what you're talking about. What you say? No one knows what phase one is. Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, I'm surrounded by geniuses.
I'm dumb as fuck. No, I'm just here. Just
my ass was in the jackpot.
I had have a 2-7.
He loves my ass is in the jackpot. I think right now he's
left of all time.
Did you put it in season two?
I don't know if it made it.
He saw that clip and was like, yeah. I need to say my ass is in the jackpot.
Yeah, that's nice.
He said it like situation. Five. He said it like Ten. five different scenes.
So using new slang. I like that.
Oh man,
I was so bad at math when I went to Drexel that the math class that I was in.
If you're that bad at math, you don't go to Drexel, bro.
Yeah.
You go to Delaware County Community College and get president's lists because it's the third time you took out for one. I'll tell you what, I failed statistics in college,
dude,
three times, statistics and then I'm talking at three different universities.
Well, finally,
I hit Harrisburg Area Community College, and I was like, I'm going to make some changes.
Shitting on African dudes. They have no idea what's going on. Like, dude, Y equals MX plus B. It's simple.
Look, community college fucking ruled.
Check your work. Oh, it's the fucking
I took American Civil War. Our teacher was a Gettysburg tour guide. It was me and Harrisburg Area Community College students. I was the only dude who gave a fuck, and I knew a lot about it already. This guy was like, Shane, thank you. Yes. No one else was paying attention. I'd be like, that was General Meade, right? He'd be like, it was Meade.
So I've been here on YouTube channel.
Dude, I've been here for 10 years. Right. You're the first guy to.
It was.
He's like, wow. Anyway, we're going to have a good day, guys.
Did I ever tell you about at my last semester at Temple when I screenshotted the wrong week?
Yes,
dude. Yeah.
This is great.
Dude,
man.
I was at Temple, and I was taking literally.
It's like when I went to school on 9/11.
Yeah. Is this senior year? No, this is like my second. Or I went to Temple my sophomore and junior year, but I was taking three classes a semester because I was like, bro, you can take three classes, no one gives a fuck.
Right.
Not realizing you got to like take all of them to get out of college. I took a screenshot of my class or my semester after spring break. But we were off MLK Day. So I had physics, construction safety class, and some other things on Monday. Physics lab. So I was going to physics. I screenshot this. I don't know. I thought I'm off Mondays. I was chilling. Sundays, I was like, dude, we can do whatever the fuck we want out of school. I go in.
Construction safety.
Dude, still passed it. Still passed it, by the way.
We can do what we want.
Dude. So I fucking went for a month. And I'm in physics, and they're talking about, well, during the lab, we went over this. And I thought the lab was something people are going to or into physics. I had literally no fucking clue. And then I finally realized that I've been missing my Mondays for a month.
All the Monday labs?
Yes. And my construction safety class. I rolled into my construction safety class after a month of not being there. It was literally like, I fucking didn't know I had this class. And the chick let me in. I passed that. But physics, I got a 46 on the test.
Dude, literally Beetlejuice shit.
I came in.
Beetlejuice shit? Is that what you said?
I came in. I was trying to find that Green Bay Packers jersey you bought. I was going to wear it again.
Yeah. I don't know where it is.
Oh, you got a fucking Reggie what?
Yeah.
92.
5,000.
I fucking went to the. I went to the.
Bill, the way you're talking.
It's just matter
so
of fact.
So good, dude.
Yeah. So I went to that.
As a matter of fact.
What is like sine waves and shit?
So sine, cosine?
Cosine, what is that? What's that?
I think they're amplitude.
What's the type of math that is?
Trigonometry.
I have no idea.
Go into fucking my trip class, get a 46, dude. And I was like, what's what's a bell curve? Because I thought we'd all pass because everyone failed it. No one failed it. And then I show up. The dude is in class like, today is the last day of the ad drop. I was like, for the ad drop, do you have to pay for it if you drop the class this day? He's like, no, you don't. That's in 2 weeks. If you don't go out in 2 weeks, then you have to do it. I literally was like, all right, guys, got my book bag, left college.
Wow.
Dude, I was like, this is a fucked situation. Like, there's no way I'm passing this shit.
I can't. Look, I'm not.
Engineering is the construction management.
I'm not making fun of you.
I did the same thing with calculus.
Fifth
calculus. I took calculus two times, and I got a 33.
Yeah.
The way I filled out of Elon was hilarious, dude. I did, after I quit football, I just stopped going to class. I just drank in a house.
Were you and not going to class at all?
Like fucking.
So you're a skipping class.
One or two a week.
Yeah. That's what I did, yeah.